At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show team meal and a.k.a. Psycho T have the latest. And the latest is the fellas are live, and that means Tyler Milner. He is live as well, live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy Park Row location. So go out there and see the fellas. Shout out to Bud Light. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. And you still have a chance to win prizes. See our guy. See our guy there, Shay, our promo staff there. He'll get you situated and get your name in the raffle box for your opportunity to win.
Hey, Ron, what's your thought? You think Tyler is as good as Osita at announcing the raffles?
Better. I guarantee it.
I don't know, man. Osita's pretty good, man.
I'll be honest, man.
Do you know that I did Osita's job before the job I do now, talking into a microphone?
Those are all valid points, but I don't know.
I'm not saying you have some greatness. I mean, Osita, hell, I hired Osita based off of it. I think you will give it everything you have. I don't think you're just going to walk up there and say
every
it.
Time.
All right, and I believe in you, Will. But, I mean, right now, if you're asking me, if you're saying gun to my head, heart, or scrotum, places I don't want to get shot, I might have to go the other route.
Yes.
Apologize.
Wow. He said the other route. He's going to go with Osita.
Well, that's fine. He's also had Osita on his podcast, not me, so it doesn't surprise me.
I didn't mean to open up them wounds, Ron. I just thought it'd be a good comp, you know?
No, just being honest. I mean, now he's got some motivation.
You know, being honest, you're wrong. I'll
show
you.
That's the greatness of motivation right there. He's going to kill it. He's going to crush it. But, no, get out there with the fellas. They'll be there till 6 o'clock, hanging out on a – it is Thirsty Thursday normally, but Thirsty Thursday is shifted to a little wit Wednesday. So go out there and hang out with the fellas. All right, before we get to the entirety of the injury report for the Texans – and the Colts. DeMeco Ryans, we had him with the media earlier today. This is what he had to say about his two stars, Jalen Petrie, and, of course, the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, and where they are injury-wise.
Yeah, for the protocol, each guy has their own steps of what they have to pass. It's take that to heart and make sure we're taking extra precaution with the guys whenever it's a concussion issue. So right now, as we stand today, they're still in concussion protocol.
All right, you hear that right there, and we talked to B. Scott about it a little bit. And, again, if you look at the actions, fellas, and if people are just joining in and stepping in, a lot of people getting off work at 5 o'clock, you heard it right there. DeMeco said as of right now they are still in the concussion protocol, C.J. and Jalen Petrie. When you hear that it's Wednesday, that feels different than when Titus came out of concussion protocol. That feels different than when Nico came out of concussion protocol. So when you hear that, it feels funky. But the actions, Clint, say They were out there at practice. They were in their helmet. They were working just like everybody else. The actions of what they did today feels like they're going to play on Sunday.
Well, the simple fact that on the injury report, you got one of them in C.J. Stroud that was a full participant, yeah. And then you got Jalen Petrie who was limited. I mean, we're not putting full participant next to C.J. Stroud if he's not playing.
I wouldn't think.
I don't know. I got to believe that full participation in practice is the final step that a quarterback or any player has to go through to get out of concussion protocol. And so I would say all signs are pointing towards C.J. Stroud playing and possibly Jalen Petrie, just based on the verbiage that was used. Like if they're both at practice and they're both, you know, in a helmet, why would one be limited, one be full, if one wasn't closer than the other? So, I'd be betting big on CJ playing, and I would expect Jalen Petrie to be back as well.
Yeah, so that is the latest there with those. The rest of the injury report, Danico Autry, major names, Danico Autry and Blake Fisher, they did not practice today. Danico Autry seems to be getting these rest days with that knee. Blake Fisher had an illness, so hopefully he's all right. Trent Brown, who has a new one every single week, it seems like, he has a hand injury that limited him in practice. And as you mentioned, Jalen Petrie was limited with that concussion, and CJ full participant. Sauce Gardner has a back issue. He was limited. Daniel Jones, as we know from yesterday, has a fibula. He was limited as well, and defensive lineman Neville Gallimore was also limited. So it looks like those guys will probably go, Clint, and they should be pretty healthy. But the one to watch there is what we think will happen is just to see what the designation is tomorrow and see if they're able to clear the steps to get out of the concussion protocol.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tonight the Rockets have a big one against the Warriors, and the Warriors that's the team that ended their season in that seven-game first-round series last year that they just didn't have enough to win. They've clearly made some changes, and one of the big changes, Clint, is Kevin Durant, and he is going to miss this game as well, miss the last one against the Suns. He'll miss this one tonight, and I always wonder stuff like this because fans have a different thought process than what actual players in the locker room. Clint, you're the closest that any of us can get to of being in locker rooms, in a professional locker room. There's some new parts to this team. Do you think this is a game that the Rockets circle? Do you think the Warriors are a litmus test or a game that means something different to these Rockets?
You know, it's hard as a fan to not say, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, fans, this is it. Yeah,
I don't. I mean, I don't for multiple reasons. I think it's too early in the season. Yeah. I think with no Durant, that changes the dynamic. I don't think this game the Rockets aren't trying to prove anything, if you will. I think we're out of that prove it era of the Rockets that has been the reality the last 2 years. So, I don't think this is a circled game. Now, I think if Durant was playing, it could potentially be I'm going to go out there and let's circle this thing for my boy, you know what I mean? Let's go because I know it means something to him. But as we sit right now, no, I don't think it's a circled game.
I think it's a good point. I think the Rockets, even though, you know, Kevin Durant is here and, you know, there's some parts that are gone there. I think after last year and where they are true title contenders, and the proving thing isn't there anymore. I think last year, anytime they played against teams like the Warriors or the Lakers or the Thunder or the Celtics, like they were in, we gotta show these people who we are. I think everybody knows who the Rockets are. And I think they're treating all of these games the same. You're right. Whether they win or lose this game, it will not feel anything different to them. All right, it's just another game in November as they're trying to get themselves ready and put themselves in the space to be ready in April and in May and June. So I'm with you on that. I do think I do think Amen Thompson probably looks at this and sees Steph Curry and gets a little something extra in him in terms of trying to defend him and not allow him to go crazy. Like
you know that's but hey, you know that's a good point. Not Curry, but Ron, that's a good point of this game in particular. Is there something there with not getting bullied? Certain guys not getting bullied. Certain guys not that they need it to arrive, but kind of another statement game. Because I think what we've seen from Şengün of late is I think has been like statement after statement after statement, and it seems like this crew specifically likes to talk trash, likes to get be the thorn in the side. Is there something there in this game where the emphasis is, hey man, let's go bully the bully?
Yeah, you're right. That's a good thing because when Şengün went up against Joker last Friday, I didn't get the feel that Şengün was like, all right, here we go. This is a prove it night to me. He just played like it was another game. So I think these guys have gotten past that, but who knows? You never know. Draymond can get you in a space to just to make this game feel like his game.
Well, that's where I was going with it. Though. Like it's one thing as a team, we're out of that prove it stage and show that we belong and show that we can do this or that. But when you got a bully on the other side that recently has in a series was trying to do those things and maybe even accomplish it to a certain extent, is there something there of, all right, this game is circled because these guys are champions and they specialize, this one in particular, Draymond, specializes in getting under your skin. Let's go out here and take it to him and not let him accomplish that and show that we can do it in one game so that if we see them down the road in the playoffs, it'll actually mean something. It's something we can look back on. I don't know if that makes it a circle game, but it definitely makes it a game gives you a reason from a coach's perspective to go, this game means a little bit more than maybe a game against Detroit.
Yeah, I can see Draymond, him even being more circle for this to try to keep them down. Like, hey man, let's approach this thing to let them know their place. They're still down here, and we're still up here. So it may be something they're looking at more. Let's make sure we keep these cats down, because I think a lot of people think the Rockets are a better basketball team right now than the Golden State Warriors. So big one tonight. We'll see how this goes. Another game without Durant. The Rockets have been playing really good basketball here. Blake.
What's that? That we're gonna tip off about 11:15 tonight.
Yeah, you got about 10 o'clock. There you go.
This is on Showtime right here.
That's right, baby.
And I ain't talking about the old skimpy channel either. I'm talking about you.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this weekend, potentially crazy news that could lead to a lot of dominoes falling, and that is, according to Keith Carter, the athletic director for the University of Mississippi, as we've been talking, Lane Kiffin and his coaching decision has been drawn out and talked about for weeks as if there's not a season happening. An announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected Saturday following the game against their arch rival, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, the Egg Bowl. Following that game, Lane Kiffin's future will be expected to be announced. When you hear this is what they're doing, and this is going to happen Saturday after their rivalry game against Mississippi State, this makes you think what's going to happen.
Well, look, I think he's moving on. I think he's going. I think he's going to LSU. I think that's where he ends up. I think this is a way to control the messaging. I think this is a way to control the madness. I think you get through the regular season with as little noise as you possibly can. I think you realize as an organization, like, hey, man, it's getting loud. We've got a coach that's always going to be himself. He's always going to be open and open book and transparent with the media. And, you can't let that stew for 2 or 3 weeks leading into the college football playoffs and think that's going to go well. And so, I think this is the thing where they're going to announce that he's leaving, but he's going to coach the college football playoffs and give it everything he's got.
So you do think
that's what
he
I
does
think
coach.
Happens.
You do think he will coach.
Yes, I think he finishes. I think the fact that if you beat Mississippi, you're sitting at 11-1, you're on the verge of – I'm not familiar with the history at Ole Miss, but I think that would be That would be as good, if not better, than any season in history. And then you get to move on and have a chance to go win a national championship. Yeah, man, and win a national championship in a year when really, I mean, Ohio State is the team that's at the top and been at the top, and what we have seen of them, everybody thinks they're in damn near NFL roster. But really, I mean, you know, Alabama's not who they once were. Georgia's not as dominant as they once were. And so you've got a real shot here to win a national championship. And so, yeah, I don't think Lane Kiffin would do anything that would lead him to not coach his team in that situation.
Yeah, it's interesting. You don't think this is the route that they would take an announcement after the game if he was staying, right?
Correct.
Seems like that.
Now, unless crazier things have happened, I'm going to tell you, man, Lane has shown the willingness to –
He will put on a show now.
He will put – and look, he will take advantage of a situation with outfits and shoes and comments and tweets. And yeah. So it's not beyond them to say, hey, let's draw this out. Let's go win the Egg Bowl. And then when it's an 11-1 season – and it's a monster season for us. Let's go gain even more momentum by saying that you're going to stay as we roll into the college football playoff. You know, that would not shock me one bit. But I'll tell you this: he's either staying at Ole Miss or he's obviously leaving. And I think he would leave for LSU. Either way it goes, I believe he coaches in the college football playoffs.
Do you think he can do everything that he could do at LSU at Ole Miss? Like all the things that he wants to try to accomplish?
No.
He can't? Yeah.
No. No, no. I don't personally. And even if he did, I think it's significantly more difficult. I've said this a million times, Ron. You've heard me say it. I said it about Les Miles when he was doing it. Down there, bro, you recruit out of Escalades. You just need a nice Cadillac dealership there locally to supply you with about four or five Escalades, and them coaches just drive in different directions for about an hour, pick your four and five stars, and come on back to Baton Rouge. That is rare. That is rare earth.
I mean,
and we ain't talking about politics
state,
here.
And he's in a great state too, in Mississippi, but not like Louisiana.
Yeah, but even in Mississippi, you got to share that with for what it's worth, Mississippi State, and you got, you know, the Alabamas Georgia, and Auburns, yeah, right around the corner, and you got, I mean, we even compete in Arkansas for some players with Ole Miss. You know, it's being a – I'll tell you this. Being a Razorback, I've looked up and several times over the years we're competing. You know, you have you get a big recruit, you know, and that recruit, and they show you the schools out next to them that have offered this kid. Ole Miss is on that list typically, and we go compete. Anytime LSU is on that list, I just assume we ain't getting that kid. I mean, that's just the reality. It's a different tier down there. And if they can get that thing rolling, it's, again, as we've seen before, which I think Lane could do, that's a different animal, man. That's just a – I mean, you get that thing rolling, Ron, with your guys, and you're in the SEC championship and college football playoff. With 12 teams, you're in the college football playoff every year.
Yeah. All right, we'll see what Lane does coming up as we continue. We understand there is a major challenge for the Colts in their offense because they're facing – the number one defense. What are the challenges for Nick Caley? It looks like he's going to have his quarterback back. What are the challenges? Where are the concerns potentially where this offense could have problems against that Colts defense? We'll discuss that coming up next. All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. And just to let you all know, fellas are still out there, still out at Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light as well, Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy Park Row location. Go out and hang out and get things rolling before your holiday gets kicked off tomorrow. Fellas, want to let you know, got an update. Damn.
What you got?
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Well, Courtney let me know, unfortunately, that I couldn't get a reservation at 1587 Prime. Not early.
You couldn't get a reservation.
She said the earliest one they had was 9:30.
She said it's just you and her. Who cares?
She didn't want to go that late. I'm with her. Ah, damn it. Gotta.
He said I'm with her.
Gotta. Thanksgiving tomorrow, big day, you know, getting it started at 9:30.
Well, I mean that's one of them. That, like, you and her got to at least go up there and sit at the bar.
Changed it up here. Changed it up.
Y'all changed up the destination?
Yeah. Change it up. Got to set a
Mercury room?
She's got a speakeasy for some drinks. 7:15, and then a much, much more comfortable Mexican restaurant ahead of things. So I'm fine with it.
I know you're fine with it. I thought you would have been excited about going and checking out the joint, man.
I was. But I mean, I'm fine with this too. I mean, you had to go in a different direction.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. One, I'm judging you. Two, I'm disappointed.
What?
Hey, like if I went to Kansas City right now,
at 9:30 and 10, I'm looking at it. Well,
that's okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, if I went to Kansas City right now and 1587 was open, I mean, that was a thing, and I'm ready to go check it out. And I'm just telling you, there's no time and there's no money amount keeping me from going.
Well, hey,
it's a destination place. We got different minds. We got different. No, I mean, I'm disappointed in you. If I come to Kansas City and me and you got a chance to go eat at 1587, I don't give a damn if it's 9:45. We're going.
I mean, well, hell, you know, hey, different. Life's different. She's about falling asleep by 9:30.
Hey, Courtney ain't talking about that eating late, much less being at dinner at 9:30.
Yeah,
huh?
Why not, man?
Perfect time.
I'm looking at this menu. This is beautiful.
Get you a food, baby, and go straight to bed.
This is beautiful. Great menu. Much cheaper.
Which part?
All of it. Prices and everything. Beautiful. Good. Dang. Well, maybe next time. Yeah, boy. Somebody just texted in, show was turning flips inside. You damn right I was. I mean, I'm a little disappointed. Because, listen, I was telling Byron this. This is, and I think you know this a little bit about me, is like, I'm thinking about it right now, I'm concerned about it, but see, once I get in, I don't know if it's me that I start stunting, I don't know what it is, but I'll forget for about an hour, like, hey, yo, chill, man, these drinks are 20, 25 a pop, This is like, and I'm just ordering. Next thing you know, I didn't come out there and I didn't order the 16 ounce. And I'm three drinks down. And then, oh, damn. Then, it hits me. I forget and let it get away from me. But I can let it get away from me tonight at this spot. Oh, good. Oh, good. Woo, Tyler dodged a bullet there, baby. Woo. There we go. All right. Listen, D'Amico talked about the challenges because I'm curious from you too, Clinton, 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch. Your thoughts on this, Nick Caley versus, listen, Lou Anarumo is one of the best defensive coordinators, and he is one of those guys that's able to do a lot with less. And you would argue what he has in Indy is more than what he had all those years in Cincinnati. And we've watched him befuddle the best at times. Hell, he had Patrick Mahomes confused at times just last week. And I'm trying to figure the biggest challenge that Nick Caley's going to have with this defense. Here was D'Amico talking about the Colts and their defense and what challenges they present.
Switching up the defensive coordinator, I think they added a lot more variety on their defense than what they've had in the past. So we'll see a ton of different looks from Anarumo. But he's done a good job with the defense as well, mixing up. They got the two corners now with Charvarius Ward. They got Sauce Gardner. So they have some players on the outside. It's going to be a tough matchup, as always, versus Indy, and one we're always fired up for. It's like you play guys in the division, but at Indy, it means a little bit more. It's something about playing Indy. So we're fired up, you know, to be going up there against them, and they playing well. They're the top team in our division right now, and we're on the hunt. So we're climbing the charts, trying to be on the hunt, and Indy is the team we're after this week.
All right, when you look at this defense and what they present, Clint, and you think about the Texans and their offense, what are the concerns? What concerns you about what the Colts defense brings to the table?
Well, look. I think there's two things, and they're both. One of them they're both player centric, right? For me, D'Amico hit on it earlier in his comments about the corners and about Sauce Gardner getting comfortable and about Charvarius Ward, and then you mentioned the nickel defender. I mean, this secondary has a chance to make it really difficult on everybody not named Nico Collins. Right? Like, I think Nico's going to get his, Nico's going to get off. But now, Caley has shown, as recently as the second half last week, the ability to just leave Nico out there, let them roll a safety over the top, bring a corner down, and we'll just say the hell with it. We'll try to win with other people.
And take Nico out himself.
Right. So I don't know how many people, others, you're going to win with against this secondary. This secondary they might be really, really good. So that's got me a little bit in my feels is just their corners versus everybody. Our pass catcher's not named Nico. They've got a lot of options, right? And then what D'Amico was just talking about, the multiple looks from a defense. We've seen now Davis was better. The Davis version of this offense, let's call it that, because I don't think it was a quarterback so much as it was the offensive coordinator got better, the O-line got better, the operation got better. But when CJ was in there, we saw CJ struggling with some of that communication at the line of scrimmage about getting out of the huddle early and getting to the line of scrimmage so that the defense has to declare and then you know what the hell's going on and you can execute accordingly. Like, all of those different looks we've seen this offense really struggle with. And so do they have a grasp on that from a quarterback perspective? Does CJ Stroud have a grasp on that? So I think both of my, if you ask me what are the biggest things Caley has to deal with, he's going to have to find a way to get guys off the ball. He's going to have to find a way to beat really good cover defenders. And then the communication piece, which we've seen him struggle with all year, with the exception of a couple of games.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, man. With Moore in the slot, who they feel comfortable to cover one-on-one with really good slot receivers, and I don't think they would be afraid to do that with Christian Kirk or Noel if he gets a chance to play. And he's really, really good. Nick Cross as a safety is really good also in that secondary. You could see them challenging them and saying, all right, we're gonna play tight, man-to-man, and we're going to try to force, you know, and see if these guys can beat that coverage and send pressure and do those things. And you could see them, not saying it's going to happen, but you could see the potential of, we've talked about this for years, is suffocating an offense. You could see them trying to force everything, force them to go over the top. Now, CJ, I don't think would be afraid to do it, and but like you said, can Higgins do it? Can Christian Kirk do it? Can Isaiah Hutchinson do it? You know, do those guys have the ability to do it? That's why I think the run game and Dalton Schultz are going to be really key in this game.
Oh, critical, absolutely critical, no question about it. Look, there's. I like talking about the last 3 weeks, and from a quarterback perspective, what can CJ take from it and grow from? And I think we've talked about this before, but to your point that you just made, I think a big part of it is going to be to have the ability to play with your instincts and take those shots and then tell Nick Caley or D'Amico, hey, man, it's all right. It's 2nd and 10. The drive's not dead, right? I mean, we're okay. We're quote-unquote behind the chains, but we can still go win. Davis managed those risk versus reward and taking risk and when not to take a risk, and he recovered really well. Like, that's one thing that I think CJ, to your point, is going to have to manage, which he will. I just want to see CJ get back to playing with his instincts. To hell with all the X's and O's and schemes and Caley and Slowick and D'Amico and all the cliches that the quarterbacks have to play with. I just want to see CJ get back to playing with his damn instincts. That's it.
All right, coming up as we continue here, T-Mill's best bets. He'll make you a little cash. He was 50-50 last night. Still in the green for the week, but he'll make you some cash, so stay tuned for that, as well as we'll look at this. We just talked about that offense. We'll look at the main course, the main fight of this game between the Colts and the Texans. That's next. Welcome back to The Drive ahead of...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thanksgiving tomorrow will be a great day, one of my favorite days, probably my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving tomorrow, and good time to be with family and eat good food and enjoy a great day of sports. Three big, important football games tomorrow with big-time playoff implications tomorrow, so...
Ron, can we – I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't know the other way to do it. Can we talk for briefly about Lopez wanting to change the damn time – the damn
– Yeah, he wanted September.
Holiday?
Yeah, I mean, he wanted September. Well, actually, he said September because that was originally when Thanksgiving was. And then he said he really wanted to change it because of, like, the outdoors. Like, I mean, like I said,
I'm going to tell you, Ron, you being from Kansas City, this is maybe not a thing, but I'm going to tell you, my time in Arkansas, man, hey, that you mess around with them first couple weeks of hunting season, about the only good thing going on right there is if you're a single man, boy, them streets fill up with women during hunting season because all them men are out in the woods.
Listen, I'm not going to say
that's that when the rut starts.
That's right.
I'm not going to. Okay, I'm not going to say that there aren't a lot of people who think the way John does. I just don't think it ain't. I don't think it's the majority of people that think the way that John does. And I think there are a lot of places across the country that they don't want to be the hell outside, where the bulk of people want to be outside during November. So, like.
Even the opposite of the cold, like here, like last week, I didn't want to be outside here because it was too hot.
Again, there's a few. There are some people. There's a percentage. No, yeah. But hey, my man Sean said his hot take is your first plate has to be at the table.
You have to sit at the table and eat it?
You got to sit at the table. Everybody's got to sit down at the table for the first
time. I'm going to sit at the table at Thanksgiving and eat with the family. We don't sit at the table. I guess me and my girls do, but like as a whole, we typically scatter once we make our plate. But at Thanksgiving, we make it a point to sit around the table and be thankful for each other.
I was thinking, I've only seen that at movies. I've never really experienced that. There's just too many people to get it to string together a table. We got people downstairs, upstairs.
You know, that's a fair point. When I was doing the Sterner Thanksgiving, we were younger, it was fend for yourself, outside on the front porch, back porch, everywhere. You're right. But now we usually do it with my in-laws, so there's not as many of us, and we can all get around one table. So, yeah, that's it's a good point.
It's going to be about 40 to 50 people in both the stops I'm at. There ain't a table. We ain't got that table.
We might touch double digits. We ain't getting 40 or 50.
Yeah, it's going to be – with kids, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. All right, shout out to everybody there at Buffalo Wild Wings, Bud Light as well for helping us do this Thirsty Thursday on a Wednesday. Shout out to our guy Shay on the promo staff who always works really, really hard as well as
– Big Shay, you be proud of, man. Big Shay raised that voice in here, gave that raffle away to
you. He felt it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody jumped. I said, whoa. But Derwin walked in, and about 2 minutes in the building, he won a damn raffle.
At the buzzer.
How much you think he paid O'Shea Shea?
I saw 20. 50
shout out to our guy, Matt. Matt, our engineer keeping us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. Big time of him, multiple locations. So shout out to him as he's done a great job. And our guy Byron, who is in doing the hard work at the station. We appreciate you, Byron, as well. T-Mill's best bets coming up here in a little bit. To get to break even yesterday, I thought he was in real trouble at the half. When James Harden came out and inspired with 16 points midway through the second quarter, I knew that was shot. And Austin Reeves sitting there with 9 points at the half. I thought you were in trouble there, but you were able to make a comeback. So stay tuned for that. T Mills best bets coming up, as well as Area 45. They got it going coming up at 8 to midnight, and then right after us, Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will have Texans general manager Nick Caserio live, and that's something you don't want to miss right after we get finished. So stay tuned for that. All right. Clint, when we look at it, a lot of people are looking at this matchup and really pitting the Texans defense, which has been the number one defense most of the year. They're second in points now to the Rams, but they've been holding that all year. And the same to be said about Indy. They've been the number one offense all season long, first in points. They're still first in points, but they've dropped to the number two offense with their outing last week. These are really all season long. The Colts have been the best offense. The Texans have been the best defense. In your opinion, who do you think has the advantage? Who do you trust more, the Texans defense or the Colts offense?
Yeah, I trust the Texans' defense over any unit, obviously in Houston, but any unit that I believe is left on this schedule. There's not another offensive or defensive unit starting 11 that I'm going to trust more than I trust the Texans' defense right now. I think when you when you look at obviously the box scores, that's obviously where it all starts. If the stats aren't there, the talk doesn't matter. But if you then you look at how they play, the chaos they can create, how they're really, really good on the edges, both the edges of the front as well as the corners. This is as well coached, as physical, as aggressive, as a committed to your identity football team as there is in all of football, whether you're offense or defense. This crew is on a whole nother level. And so, I would answer that question, Houston Texans defense versus any game that's left on their schedule right now.
When you have no fear as a defensive and you're hoping that the ball is in the quarterback's hands, as good as that offense is, I think you have the advantage. And with Daniel Jones, if the game becomes a Daniel Jones game, I think it really takes their offense down. And everyone knows it's a Daniel Jones game. I think it really takes the offense down. So I agree with you. I think the Texans may have the best unit in football right now. Their defense of offense, special teams, whatever, I think they may have the best unit in football right now with their defense. Spectacular defense. All right, let's get to you, Tyler. T. Mill, who was out there live on location, went 2-for-4 last night. Was able to at least break even. He's 5-for-8 through the week so far, so he's in the green. Looking to make you some cash. What you got? What are your best bets? And remember, if you aren't able to remember this, you want to go back, go ahead and check at T Mill Real Deal on Twitter, and you can find all of his best bets. What you got tonight?
My man, it is rivalry week, people. It's rivalry week. Reek? Week?
There it is.
Reek.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Guys, Clint got to stay off that liquor, bro.
Hey, man, it was rivalry week. We'll tongue tie you any way you slice it.
It is. So these bets are not for tonight necessarily, but this is my last show this week. You know I got to go out with a bang. And it's rivalry week. That's what we're talking about. I got four bets for you. First in the Egg Bowl. Talked a lot about Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss today. First bet is in that game, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. I'm on the under in that one. It is a big number, if you ask me. Under 63. 63, the under between Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Next up, where the Cougs at?
Whose house?
He's really feeling it. Cougs. That sounds like a lot of Cougs.
They got more base in it than that typically, right?
Well, I don't know where they're at, but I am on the hometown squad. The Houston Cougars, I'm on +2.5. Give them 2.5 points. They're going to be in Waco taking on Baylor.
I can't believe it.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for. Byron, hit my damn music.
Oh, boy.
Austin ain't ready. Where the Burnt Orange at? About to be a bunch of sad folks up in Austin, Texas, people. I hate to tell you. I know I'm a little biased. Y'all know I'm a Texas A&M Aggie. But it's just a matter of fact. Both these last bets are within this game. Aggies traveling up to Austin looking to go 12-0. That would be an undefeated 2025 season, people. I'm on the under between the Aggies and the Longhorns tonight. Friday night. Under 52 between Texas A&M and the Texas Longhorns. I think this is going to be more of a defensive battle between the Burnt Orange and the Maroon and White. And then your last best bet is the lock of the day, the week, the century, the football season. It is your Texas A&M Aggies, your number 3 undefeated Texas A&M Aggies. Don't need the points. -2 in Austin in front of all those idiots wearing the burnt orange, that baby puke burnt orange that nobody likes to see. Nobody wants to see that. They all grabbed it off their local Walmart. That rack, nothing wrong with that. But these Longhorns don't know what's coming. Elko's defense, Arch Manning, I want to introduce you to Mr. Cassius Howell.
He's cutting a promo.
Marcel Reed on his way to a Heisman. Have fun with that, Texas. A&M minus two in Austin. Book it. Lock of the century. Going to be a lot of tears rolling out of Austin, Texas.
Tyler, first off, I think Lane Kiffin might try to get to 63 himself when they play this game. And second, boy, y'all better win that game. Oh, my God, y'all better win that game, Tyler.
I just told you we are.
I know
worries.
What you just told me. I'm just saying, y'all better win that game on the road.
Look me in my face. I ain't got no worries.
I know you don't. I'm just saying, no matter what else happens after that, none of it will feel the same. So go and win that game.
Please. You know what the beauty of it is, though, for real? I mean, A&M's going to win this game in Austin. That's guaranteed. But even if they don't somehow, them Aggies are playing for a national title.
I know.
And Texas University is not. So
I know. But if let's say they were to lose and they won the SEC and the championship, this wouldn't feel. You still have that bitter taste of them.
Good thing we ain't got to worry about it, friend.
So go ahead and take care of business. All right, shout out to D'Amico. Shout out to Nick Cayley for kind of being on the show. Shout out to Jaden Higgins for being on the show. Tyler, great job. Clint, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.